Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Tom singing All the Way the Savior Leads Me, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Faith in That Name, from Acts chapter 3, verses 11 to 19.
All the way my Savior leads me, who have I to ask beside? How could I doubt His tender mercy? Who through life has been my guide? All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. You lead me, keep me from falling. You carry me close to your heart, and surely your goodness and mercy will follow me all the way my Savior leads me. All the fullness of His love, all the sureness of His promise, in the triumph of His blood, when my spirit clothed in mortal wings its flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. Jesus led me all the way. You lead me, keep me from falling. You carry me close to your heart, and surely Savior leads me. All the way my Savior leads me.
He does every one of them. Amen. Then if you move down to verse 15, we find, and kill the Prince of Life whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. So Peter said, you kill the Prince of Life, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, but God raised him from the dead. Well, what does that say? That God is a resurrecting God. Amen. On the third day, the grave couldn't hold him. Death couldn't defeat him. And thank God he arose victorious today. And today he is seated at the right hand of God the Father. Praise God for Christmas, but praise God for Easter. Amen. Thank God that he is a resurrecting God. Verse 18, God said he will fulfill what he said that he would do. So what does that say? That says that God is a sovereign God. Amen. You know, God has all things in control. You think, man, this world's in a mess, preacher. But God's not in a mess. God's in control. And he's going to work all things out appropriately and accordingly in his time. He is a sovereign God. And let me tell you, if he was not sovereign, he wouldn't be God. But he is sovereign and he is God. He is the God who controls everything. You know what? He told that sun to come up this morning. Hallelujah. And you know what? He's the one that's going to shower you with the blessings of heaven today. He's the one that's going to bring you through what you're in. He's the God who's going to walk with you. He's not maybe like your friends that when trouble comes, they go with the trouble. Or they stay and they leave. Or they don't do anything for you. I love these people that says, oh, I'm sorry you're going through such a trial. I'll be praying for you. And in all probability, they haven't said a grunt about your situation to God about anything. I mean, I tell you, if I tell somebody I'm praying for them, I'm going to pray for them. And if you tell somebody you're going to pray for them, you better pray for them. I'm glad that we've got a God who's sovereign, who's in control, and who can do all things. Nothing's too hard for that God. I mean, today he can turn around what your mess is in. Whatever you blundered or whatever you're in, God can turn it around today. Amen. Our problem is we place all of our thoughts on this life and not on eternal life. So the sovereign God has given you this moment that it might honor him. The gospel heals broken people, that the glory of God may be shown through him. And I'm glad he does that today. Let me give you number two, and I'll be through here in a second. The gospel always confronts sin. There's no good news if you don't know what the bad news is first. The bad news is we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The good news, well, the writer of Paul put it beautifully, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So he confronts the people with their own decision making. He says, but you denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you. So what does sin do? It equips us to make backward decisions and destructive decisions that will cause us, not only cost us in this life, but it will cost you your eternity with God. You pursue dreams that basically will unravel you. You go through things that basically just make you more rotten. And you reject the very one today that loves you and that can save you and change your life. Really, your sin has separated you from God. But there's a God who will forgive you. Praise God. The gospel, hear this, the gospel heals broken people. The gospel heals broken people. Third, the gospel awaits always sinners on Christ. The gospel always centers on Christ. The gospel reminds us of what people need most. Not the gift, but the giver. Amen. Jesus serves us by being a substitute. He took our sin, shackles, and chains and nailed them to the cross. He died our death. He carried everything that was against us. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we're healed. Jesus was righteous. And let me tell you what, only he can change your life. Remember, the gospel is for broken people, which we all are. It's for broken people. And we all fit into that category today. And let me give you the fourth thing, and this really is the last. The gospel always depends upon a response. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Repent means you turn. You got to turn from yourself, your sinful lifestyle, those things that control you. And you've got to come to Christ. You say, well, preacher, you know, I used to serve the Lord. That doesn't mean you lost your salvation. Don't let anybody tell you that. There's nothing in the Bible that substantiates that. Nothing. You may lose the joy of your salvation, but you can have it restored. You may have drifted from the Lord because you got your eyes on the wrong thing, yourself and the world. But God can restore you. God can restore the joy of your salvation. Isn't that what He did in Psalm 51 with David? David didn't lose his salvation. He lost the joy of his salvation. And God restored him. And friends, today, listen, if you've drifted from the Lord, you can come back to Him. And if you're lost, you can come to Him and He'll save you. You know, what do you need in your life to change your life? Here we are on the first day of a new year. What do you need to change your life? Are you satisfied with where you are in life and who you are and what you've been doing? Is 2017 just going to be a carbon copy of 2016? Or is it going to be a day of change? I'm going to tell you where it starts, right here. And I'm going to tell you who it starts with, you and God. And today, you've got to come and say, Lord, I want what you want. I desire what you desire. Some of you today need a refreshing. You need God just to stir your embers once again. You've drifted from His presence. You're hurting. You need solutions. You need answers today. But Jesus said this, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Thank you, God. The gospel is for broken people. Do you hear that? The gospel is for broken people just like you and me. And I'm glad today He can change our life. But it's only going to take the Lord to do that. You can't resolve in a new resolution. You can't make your little checklist and mark on your calendar. You go, listen, it's got to start here and it's got to start with Him. Because God gives hope to broken people, which we all fall into that position. You come to Him today, and He'll change your life. Father, thank you for the time in the Word. Thank you for the attention of your people. I pray right now that the Spirit of Christ, as we stand to our feet, I pray it will move upon the hearts and the lives of each of us today. I pray right now, Lord, if there's needs in hearts and lives, if there's someone in this room that does not know Christ as their personal Savior, I pray they will come today and cry out to this Lord who says, come unto me, all ye that labor. Come, bring your sin, bring everything, and I'll change your life. Whatever the need, Lord, if it's a time of refreshing or if there's people hurting here today that just needs the Spirit of God to touch them, help us to come right now in the name of Jesus. Would you come?
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.